salì.
Why do we have basically two days of Chodesh? The question is, it always bothered me. It bothered me this. We have 2 days of Chodesh. We have first day of Chodesh, like this year, like now. Right now is the first night, first day of Chodesh, which is what? Which is only Lamed Shvatzta. No connection to Adar. And then only tomorrow night is the second day of Chodesh, which is Aleph Adar. So what's this? Why is this? Why is this Lamed Adar? What is it exactly? And the bigger question is, which is again, this is I think much, much more important, and that is that when does Mishnechas Adar start? Does it start really tonight? Or no, it's not your Adar. Why is it Shchedesh Adar, but it's not his Adar?
What? Prepare.
Right, okay, there's nothing wrong to have Simcha all year round, but this Mishnechas Adar. So we start off with this. There's a Mishnah in the Dorim. The Mishnah says in the Dorim, if somebody says, Koyinim Yayin Shani Toyim, he doesn't want to drink wine, and he goes, one day, one Shabbos, just a week, or Chodesh Zeh, or a whole Chodesh. He doesn't want to drink wine for a whole Chodesh. Asa b'chara Chodesh, v'rosh Chodesh lehabo. And the Rosh Chodesh, the next Rosh Chodesh, doesn't belong to this Chodesh anymore. It belongs to the next Chodesh. So you can drink wine already, then the Rosh Chodesh, which is going to come up. The end of this month. So says the Gemara, what's the Chodesh? Says the Gemara, what's the Chodesh? Of course Rosh Chodesh belongs to the next Chodesh. It's Adar, it's Aleph, the Chodesh Haba, Pshita. Says the Gemara, no, we're talking about Malad Kitzuch Chodesh Chaser, Malad Himash Chodesh Le'osh, Ova Haba, Balulitza, Kmashmon, Kore Inche, Yeresh Yachel. Basically, the Ran experience of this. The Ran and Rashi, they're a bit more exactly how to attach to the Gemara, but the Pshat in the Gemara is like this. The Gemara that we're talking about is 2 days of Chodesh. Let's say the next month is 2 days of Chodesh. And the month here now is meaning there's 30 days in this month. And this Lamed is the first of the 2 days of Chodesh, and then Aleph for the next month is the second. It says the Gemara, the Mishnah is referring to the first 2 days, the first of the 2 days of Chodesh. Mal de Tema that Chodesh belongs to the next month already. Then if that Chodesh you can already drink, because it's already Chodesh. It's already Rosh Chodesh. Maldetimah Shchedesh. Just a second. So I just go with the Ran. The Ran says Shchedesh Shabu Ach Shchedesh Anidu Av Chosra. So the Ran says, let's say the other way. Let's say this Chodesh, the Chodesh Ach Chodesh Zeh is Chosra. ואם כן חודש שנולד בהבני מולי, ואיזם חודש חוסר שבו שני ימים ושחש, ואם מישהו נהבן המשך, מה לתאים של חודש שבת שהיא, יש מישהו שחש למה זה חודש שעב ואיזם נעשו, נתק תאים של כמה שמלא. Yeah, he says, we're talking about, let's change. We're talking about this month has 2 days of Shchedesh. And he's the beginning of the month, and he says, this whole Chodesh, I don't want to drink wine. So this month has 2 days, and he's in the first day now. So Mal de Tema that this day is going to be the first day of the 2 days is going to be Mutter. Mal de Tema is going to be Mutter because it belongs really to the old Chodesh. Kamash, I don't know why, because it's called Rosh Chodesh, so it's already part, it's already awesome. Right, again, so Mal de Tema that really is not this month at all.
Today it says, in Ador I don't want to drink.
Yes, it's incorrect. Like tonight he says, this whole Ador, I don't know how I can do with Ador, but this whole Ador, I don't want to drink wine. He doesn't. So the question is, what's this day? What's today? Tonight and tomorrow. So Malu Tema, this maybe this is going to be Mutter, because it's not Ador yet. It's still Shvat. What? Kamash Malon. Now we go with Rosh Beriyadam. And since Rosh Beriyadam is Rosh Chodesh already, so it's also awesome. Okay. So says the Magen Avraham, we see from his Gemara two things. One thing is, first day Rosh Chodesh is no connection yet to the next Chodesh. It does not belong to next Chodesh yet. Tonight and tomorrow is not yet Adar. Now for us, it's called Rosh Chodesh. It's called already the beginning of the month. It's called, so after Rosh Chodesh, when a person says, I don't want to drink this month, you also mean to include the Rosh Chodesh of this month, because it's called Rosh Chodesh. But it's not really, it doesn't really yet belong to this month at all. It still belongs to the old month. That's what the Magen Avraham says about this Gemara. And he says, Nafkiminis Ledina, his Shani, he's got Nafkiminis. So then the question is, if this is the case, the question is, What is this then? What is this chodesh? What is this rosh chodesh? If it really belongs to the old month, it's nothing to do with the new month yet. So why is it like rosh chodesh? What on earth? What sheikh is having rosh chodesh? So the Emma says there's three ways how to understand it. There's three how to. So I think everybody says yes because of what? Because of exactly what is exactly the reason why it's called rosh chodesh? So there's three ways to understand it. And I'll start off with a gemara in brachos. The gemara says in brachos. Now, what happens if somebody forgot to say Yalla Bayobo the first day of Shredesh? On Mincha. First day. What happens if somebody forgot to say Yalla Bayobo on Shredesh? So does he repeat Marif? So the Mor says no, because it's not Shredesh anymore. It's not going to help. It's not Shredesh anymore. Says the Morgan Avraham. But if the next night is also Shredesh, it's the second day of Shredesh, then of course you should say again Marif. Of course you should have Marif again. Because it helps, because you can't say Yalla Bayobo again, because it's Rosh Chodesh tonight as well. Right? Again, if it's just the one day Rosh Chodesh, or it's the second day, and tonight you missed Yalla Bayobo in Mincha, which you're supposed to repeat, but you forgot. Only at night you suddenly remembered. So at night, do you repeat Maariv or not? Says the Gemara, no, because it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, you don't repeat anymore. Says the Gemara, wrong. But if it is Rosh Chodesh, because if it's 2 days and now it's the second night, then you do repeat. Right? Azushte Mogna Vrah. Azushte Mogna Vrah. No, Ma'ariv is not, but Mincha. Because you forgot Mincha, so you have to. So ask the Afarigim on this Mogna Vrah, what do you mean? It's Sveka the Yoima. It's Sveka, why should it be? It's Sveka the Yoima. There's really only one day of Shredesh. Either it's day one or day two, and we just do it because Sveka the Yoima. So if the Cheshbon goes, if you forgot the first day to say Yahweh, so maybe the first day is really Rosh Chodesh, but the second day isn't, so it doesn't have to say Yalav Yom the second night. And if it's the other way around, the second night is really Rosh Chodesh, the first night, the first day you weren't supposed to say Yalav Yom anyway. So Svek of the Yom, why does Mogen Avraham say that you should repeat Ma'ariv again? It's a Svek of the Yom. That's what Achreinim asked for this Mogen Avraham. So it comes along the Tzlach.
It's called Chavtet, it's called Lamed.
It's called Lamed. That's when we started off, it's called Lamed.
So why is it?
It's really Lamed, and it is Lamed.
It's like a
tassel.
If you call it
lamad,
and
say
Yalav Yom, it's like.
Yeah. That's my problem here. That is my problem here. Well, what is it? It's really lamad. So what is exactly the Rosh Chodesh? So according to this one mahalach number one, is a Sveka the Yoima. Because it could be it's not lamad. Could be it's really already the first of the next month. We're calling it lamad because there's a suffix. Maybe it's really lamad, and the next day is the first of the next month. So, but in other words, it's a suffix. That's Malach number one. Malach number two is the Slach says, no, it's not Sveka the Yoma. It's not little Sveka the Yoma. It's Alpia Gemara, a famous Gemara in Adar, in Rosh Hashanah, brought down in Beitz as well. The Gemara says there that they used to accept Edim, all day long. And to say that we saw last night, Moed already, and today is Rosh Chodesh. And then it came to a point where the Edim came really, really, really late. They came after the Korban Shabbat Shabbat back. And the Edom came and said that today was Rosh Chodesh. And now, if they accepted them, the Mor said there's a problem because they makalkel the Levi and Bashir. Right? They makalkel the Levi and Bashir. So they made a takana that from now on we don't accept any more Edom from the Melech HaLamayim. Right? Meaning, they made a takana that even if Edom would come and say, we saw the Chodesh last night, so we don't accept you, and we're going to only accept the ones, we're only going to accept it for the next day. In other words, even though really the moedet was day one, it was really then we know it was. Nevertheless, we're not just accepting them and we're going to make Rosh Chodesh the next day. So says the Tzlach, that's where this comes from, there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh. Because the first, the Gemara says even further, the Gemara says that because of this, because we're not the whole day long, the first day, they were noedet, the Gemara says this, they got Rosh Hashanah. They were noedet that day Rosh Hashanah as usual. And the Tzlach says it applies probably all year round. They're knowing that day is Rosh Chodesh as usual. Just in case Edim will come, the Meshachayim will come and say, it's, we saw it last night already. And says the Gemara that even if they didn't come, they were still knowing, Oysayim Kurik, Kodesh, Ramacha Kodesh. That whole day was as if it's Rosh Chodesh, and the next day was Rosh Chodesh. Says the Tzlach, so even already the times already then, even if it was really the old month, it was really Lamed. Nevertheless, they kept as if it was Rosh Chodesh. So, and then only really the next day was Rosh Chodesh. That's where it comes from. Today is when we do the same thing. Because that's how it was Bismano, and that's how it is. That's how it is. That's the Mahalach that the Tzlach brings. But there is problems on this tzrach, because some Achorinim say that Yeshua says that who says referring to all year round? Maybe it's referring to Rosh Hashanah. Who says referring to Bechal? And also the Gemara says later that Rechem Zakeh changed it. The Rechem Zakeh said the are out to the Makabal Levim or the Kabal Edim all day long. So maybe that Takana changed. If Edim would come after Melech, they would be accepted. Now they would be Rishchoyim, the next day won't be. So who said Bechal appeared? After Mr. Melech was Chorev, Bechal whole thing appeared. But that is how the Tzrach explains why today. So again, today Taka it's Ramah. Taka belongs to the old Chodesh. Oh, but it doesn't matter. It's still called Rosh Chodesh because of this old minyan that took place in this man, the Beis Hamikdash, that they kept Rosh Chodesh regardless because we weren't sure the whole day long. That's what we looked as if it's Rosh Chodesh. Therefore, today is the same thing as well. We know. There's lots of things that we do even though we know. Right? It's better we know today. We know. We're very clear when it is what. When it's what. But we still keep it.
Now, somebody said, I don't drink wine this whole month of Shvat. Is other Rosh Chodesh, is he allowed to drink already?
The whole month of Shvat, and the next...
Now tonight, would he be allowed to drink already?
Because it's Adar, it's
still
Shvat.
Lamed Shvat.
Yes, the most it's Motel, be Motel.
Both sides.
Because the Dot goes to the liquor. Yeah. That's right. Because we go with Losh HaMeni Adar. Losh HaMeni Adar means it's really Rosh Chodesh, so it belongs to Adar already. Even though really it's Shvat, because they cover that, we don't go with that. The third Mahalach is the Tor's Mahalach. Is the Tor's Mahalach and Rusuli the Rambam's Mahalach. And it's a little bit more deeper, but it's very straight. If you've been there, it's not so complicated. And as it is, every Chodesh, what's the Chodesh made up of? The moon going around the earth. How long does it take the moon to go around the earth? We're unlucky, because it doesn't go around exactly a very clear number. And that is 29 and a half days. But not only 29 and a half days, but also Tashzag Chalokim. What's Tashzag Chalokim? That's 793 Chalokim. What's 793 Chalokim? Every hour of Chazal is not split with minutes and seconds like we have. 6 to 6 is. Our hours are split by 3,600 seconds. Because it's 60 minutes, each minute is 60 seconds. Our hours are split by 3,600 seconds. Chazal's hours are split by 1,080. One something like halakim, 1,080 something halakim. That's why I was fit. I mean, each chelik is a lot longer than a second, because it's 3,600 seconds. So each chelik is berich roughly three times that amount. That's up. So the moon takes around to go around the earth 29 and a half days plus 793 halakim of a whole hour, which hour is 1,081 halakim. Yeah? So it's very uneven, a very not Masudic number. But that is the Metzias. That's the Metzias of the Ravon. And it makes it, you know, very, very complicated. So now, says the Torah like this. Really, we'd want to make Rosh Chodesh exactly when the Moilid comes. That's really when Rosh Chodesh is, because that's the new Chodesh. But the problem is, you can't make a random Rosh Chodesh. You can't make a Rosh Chodesh bang in the middle of the day, in the middle of nowhere. Rosh Chodesh, the Gemara Darshans, it only is on days. This day is the new Chodesh. You can't start in the middle of who knows where. It's got to start from a whole day. Yom HaMatamayne, it's got to be a whole day. Therefore, what they do, they say this: whenever in the middle of this day, somewhere, it's going to be the new Moilid, we're going to make the whole day Rosh Chodesh. The whole day is going to be Rosh Chodesh. But that is only the Gaba, really, in essence, when the new Chodesh come about. The new moon will come about sometime in this day. But when do we start counting days of the Chodesh? Not today, only the next day. The actual days that you count, right? So in other words, today, the Moilid punkt this time, the Moilid was ready last night. Because that is because after every Chodesh, it goes out of hand.
Last night was given before Shabbos.
It was
Shabbos, it was already the Moilid.
What?
Last
Chodesh? Was ready before Shabbos. When he called out, never called out, the Moilid is Geven.
Yeah.
So it works, it makes the whole thing. But Akaponim, the Yesoid is that the first day of Shredish is because we're going with the Moilid. So the Paschim explained is, a plug, true, a lot of times it's not going to be exactly on that day, around that day, maybe before and after, but that's the Yesoid. Because the Moilid is sometime in this day, made a Chazal made this whole day of Shredish. But Legabe Yomim, when it comes to the days when actually Adostar, the day of Adostar, the first day is only going to be the next day. And because of that, you make another day of Shredish. Because it starts, the fact that the next day is when it's the first day of Adar, So then we make it also, and today is the first day of Adar. Okay, so you can't make Lamed Shvat or Shchodesh, because it's not yet really Aleph Adar. So again, so there's two Sibbas, why have these 2 days? Sibba number one is because they murdered them that day. Next day is a new Sibba, because this is the day, this is the first day of the month, the first day of the new month. As we state in Tor, and that's how Rambam explains as well the same.
Yeah. That day is now we are a day after the murder, and it's still first day of Shabbat.
Yes, that's what I'm explaining to you, because it's a very plural. Really, it's supposed to work out that sometime on Monday, sometime on Tuesday, from tonight until tomorrow night,
it's supposed to be
should be really the murder sometime. But because the months before we went ahead, so it works out that we're behind. Yeah, it makes it more. But it should really be sometime in this time, right? It's called the real plural. It's not always that. So this is Be'etzem. This is Be'etzem, the three Malachim. Again, Malach number one is straightforward, Sveka the Yoma. I've always known. Sveka the Yoma, it's really only one day, but we don't know. Rak Yom Tov, we don't know. Malach number two, it's a problem because of the wrong Paschal is that if you miss the Shreve, if you miss the Arab Yoma, or Mincha, you see Arab Yoma, you repeat the Mara the next night. So it's Klavman and Rom, it's not Sveka the Yoma. Malach number two is the Tzlach. That's because it's a Pi Ho Gemara that those days already were known, 2 days of Shreyesh. The reason being, because first day they were waiting for the Edom to come, so Kolzman they never came, they kept as if it was Shredesh, because just in case they'll come. And then even if they don't come, we still finish off the day as if it was Shredesh, and we tuck and make only the length of Shredesh, and that's why we do this today as well, because of what happened those days. And the Malach number three is the Toz Malach, which is a bit more Cheshbendik, and that is because the first day is because that's when really the new moon comes about, and that's where it's Shredesh. The second is because that's when we start the days of the days of the Chodesh. It's interesting that Yosef says, why don't we say Tachnun on Erev Rosh Chodesh? Why do we say Tachnun on Erev Rosh Chodesh? So because the rule is, you don't say Tachnun on Erev, anything that you don't say Tachnun on. Yeah? Says the Yosef, you know why you don't say Tachnun on Erev Rosh Chodesh? Because the Gemara says that whenever it's Rosh Chodesh, the day before, they always used to keep the whole day as if it's Rosh Chodesh, because just in case the Levim would come, just in case Edom would come and say it's Rosh Chodesh. The Rosh Chodesh is Yosef, he brings it from the Shabbat Aleket. Now that doesn't go with what we just said, because the Tzlach says that's shot in the 2 days. The Yosef says that's shot in the day before the 2 days. In other words, Yosef is not Messiahs to this whole thing, that's shot in the 2 days. The first of the 2 days is because of this Noyer, Oisayim Kodesh. No, it's the day before that we know Oisayim Kodesh, that's why there's no Tachnun. But the main shayla is, when does Mishneh Nechnas Adar start? Yeah, when does it start? Mishneh Nechnas Adar. L'chor, if he's there, Mishneh Nechnas Adar doesn't start yet tonight. Does not start yet, because it's not yet Adar. The Gemara's in the Dorian, Loshim B'nei Yodom is called Adar, but it's not. In Emes and Arayin, it's not Adar yet. It's still Lamed Shvat.
My point has been already.
It's not yet Adar. The Moirud has been Taker. This Moirud is a separate.
It's not drink tonight.
Of course, a person wants to be simple.
Some
I forgot to say one more thing. The